Hi, my name is Leo Vardarella. I'm a writer and reporter with Becker's Hospital Review, and today I'll be speaking with Amy Wilson, Chief Nursing Officer at St. Thomas Health, part of Ascension, Tennessee, about the new Nursing Transformation Unit at St. Thomas West in Nashville. All right, Amy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
So what is the Nursing Transformation Unit?
So the Transformation Unit is an acute care nursing unit in one of our hospitals inside of Ascension, Tennessee. And this unit has really enabled and empowered our frontline nurses and our patient care technicians to think about working at the top of their license, to really re-engage with the meaning and the joy of their work, and improve healthcare and healthcare processes, both for themselves as clinicians, but ultimately for our patients and our consumers.
So what was the motivation behind creating this unit?
So the motivation behind creating the unit inside of Ascension, Tennessee was really several things. I think the first thing that's important to think about is healthcare is changing all around us. Nurses are uniquely positioned due to the underpinnings of their education and holistic care and social determinants of health to respond and really lead our country in the changing healthcare environment, the changing healthcare landscape, really the shift from fee-for-service to value-based care. But in many instances, our nurses have kind of failed to step up and to take a lead in this area. They've often allowed healthcare to happen to them instead of proactively thinking about what is their opportunity to engage and to really lead health as we continue to think about what health means across the country and in our different organizations. And so because of this, I really thought that we were in a unique position to start to think differently, to reimagine what it means to have health, and to reimagine what it means to be nurses, kind of really grounding ourselves back in that holistic care that all of us are passionate about.
So how do you recruit nurses for this unit? What are the qualities you look for in potential team members?
So that's a great question. And we spent a lot of time thinking about that. I was able to work with our organizational development department inside of Ascension and really have some conversations with them about what personality characteristics do we need? What capabilities and competencies did we need for nurses who would go to these units? And through that collaboration with our Ascension organizational development team, we were able to structure an interview process that was really a behavioral-based interview that looked for nurses who had characteristics and qualities of change leadership, who were interested in being innovative and creative and thinking differently than they have in the past or in our traditional ways of healthcare, and nurses who are really interested in making a difference, not just in the care they provide every day to their patients and to the consumers that we're so privileged to serve, but really making a difference in process and thinking of health differently and thinking bigger than just the patients who are in front of them, thinking about how they and their uniqueness can help improve healthcare, not only for us here in Ascension, Tennessee, but across the country.
So when you're doing one of these interviews, what's one thing that might let you know that someone actually isn't a great fit for this kind of work?
So one thing that would let us know that they're not a great fit is if they are grounded in the traditional ways of thinking, if they are adverse to change or reluctant to change. We set this unit up and trained them all in agile methodology. So it's a very fast-paced unit. They move fast. They think differently than you do in traditional healthcare. And so if they're not willing to embrace kind of a different way of thinking and learn a different way of thinking and really kind of be all in, then that would be a clue to us that maybe they are not the right type of nurse for this unit.
So actually on the ground, how is this unit organized?
So the unit is organized. It's set up like a traditional kind of acute care med-surg unit. We currently have 15 nurses and 7 nurse technicians for a total of 22 associates in this department. They have 17 patient care rooms or patients that they take care of. And we initially set up the unit before we opened. We actually put all of our associates through a training process. That training process included agile methodology and also leadership training. So one of the interesting things about nurses is that they are performing leadership behaviors every day as care coordinators on the team. However, not in our underpinnings, in our educational background, nor once we onboard them as an associate, are they ever trained in true leadership behaviors. We thought this would be a barrier to us being successful on the unit. And so they received leadership behavior training, such as crucial conversations, how to delegate, how to oversee work of others. And then we really got into the agile methodology. We started teaching them about concepts such as think big, start small, really being visionary, thinking about where we want to go, and then working backwards, and how would we test that in a very small test to change to understand if the solution that we're thinking about would even work. And so once we were able to do that, then we were able to open the unit, and we actually divided the nurses into three different work streams. We have the interdisciplinary team, informatics and technology team, and also the workflow team. And they were able to choose which team they wanted to work on based on their own passion and their own interest. And so they kind of self-divided up. And then they actually work in 2-week sprints. We have a backlog of problems to be solved, and they prioritize the problems and they decide what they're going to work on. And through very small tests of change on the unit, really start to determine what kind of things do we need to do differently, what works, what doesn't work.
Now, what kind of problems are we looking at here?
So before we opened the unit, we spent about 6 months in kind of what I would call a research and discovery process. And during that process, we did observations with nurses. We had both traditional healthcare leaders and non-traditional healthcare leaders observe and follow nurses, interview nurses, really kind of understanding from them what the problems were to be solved. We did a nurse experience journey mapping session where we mapped out what the nurse's journey looked like throughout their day, throughout their shift. And then with our nurses, went through each of those points and really talked about what is your emotion? What's going on in your head when these things are happening? Again, looking for those pain points and delights. Once we did this, we also did some town halls with all of our nurses to get them excited about the process and also continue to learn more and iterate. And through that, that's how we developed the backlog of problems. So some of the largest pain points for them are the medication administration process. Documentation is a pain point as we've continued to rely on our electronic healthcare records and how cumbersome they've become. You know, they delights for them are spending more time with their patients, doing patient education, making sure that when we transition our patients to the home, that the patients are able to take care of themselves and able to thrive in that home environment and do well. And so trying to think about how we improve the efficiencies, or what really our nurses saw as inefficiencies in our processes, so that we could shift their time from this cycle in the unit of not always having what they needed or having difficulty getting what they needed, to having those processes be simpler and easier so that they could spend more time with their patients on any psychosocial needs that they have, working on transitioning them home, working on improving their health.
Great. So what is the process actually like for trialing some of these new solutions?
So they actually work together in these small teams. They identify which problem they want to solve, and then they actually go to the literature. They do a literature search. They look for opportunities outside of healthcare to learn, and then they start thinking about small test of changes that they could do. So one example is in the medication administration process. There's a company that many people are familiar with that's new and innovative called PillPack, that is really a company that does prepackaged pills at home. And so one of their questions was, would a process similar to that work inside a hospital instead of kind of the ATM dispensing machine that we currently have? And does that help improve efficiency for them? And so they were able to collaborate with our pharmacist and do a 2-week test of where our pharmacist actually prepackaged the medications individually for each patient. as opposed to the nurses picking those drugs out of the ATM Pyxis machine that we would call it. And so that's a good example of how they would think about a very small test to change that doesn't involve a lot of cost to see if a solution that they're thinking about would even work at scale. And so they learn a lot through that. And then at the end of that process, they actually have what we call a retrospective review. And they sit down with the people involved. They review the process. They talk about what they learned, what went well, what didn't go well, and what they would iterate on going forward.
So what are some of the biggest developments to actually come from the transformation unit so far?
So I think overall, one of the biggest developments is this idea of engagement. These nurses and these patient care techs that work on this particular unit are completely engaged. They've had a huge culture change, and I would describe it as they've become owners. They have more joy in practice than they had before because they feel empowered and they feel like they're in control of their environment and the situation. They've learned to ask why, and they've learned to dig deep in understanding what the problems are to be solved. So many times in healthcare, we throw solutions at things when we don't understand what the problem is. And so this group of nurses has learned to understand the problem, to really ask why, and know that before they throw any solution at anything, that they have to understand what's going on, the why behind it, and really the problem that they're trying to solve. They have learned to embed process improvement and agile methodologies with all the staff, which I think was really empowering for them because it gave them a framework and a tool set that when they identify barriers or identify opportunities, they know how to handle that. Through the leadership training, they now know how to communicate well with others, even in difficult conversations. And they've learned to be introspective and retrospective in order to truly embed those behaviors in their everyday practice. And then I think some very tactical things that have improved as far as process is they have developed an electronic handoff tool, which really streamlines the patient's story. So one of the cumbersome parts of an EHR, of the electronic healthcare record, is that it really doesn't organize the nurse's day, nor does it organize the patient's information into a story. And when we hand off from clinician to clinician, it's really important that we're able to tell the story of the patient, to understand who they are as a unique human being, and then also understand what's going on with them physiologically. And so this electronic handoff tool has allowed them to do that. And they're no longer utilizing paper for this, which had been their previous kind of go-to. They also have been looking at an acuity tool to better staff the unit and better decide which nurses would be caring for which patients and what patient populations go together. And they were able to take one of the existing tools in the literature and modify them for their specific patient population, and then also overlay the patient and the family psychosocial needs in that, as well as the activities of daily living. So really those very nursing profession-centric things that we're good at had been left out of some of the acuity tools in the past, and so they've been able to do that. And then I think lastly, they've really identified practices for us that are out of date, that are kind of old holdover practices, either from when we charted on paper or things that as we've evolved that just don't make sense anymore, that are non-value added. And they've been able to make recommendations to our formal practice committees in the organization to discontinue these inefficiencies and really improve the time spent with patients and our consumers.
Thank you. Now, finally, do you have any recommendations for leaders at other organizations who would be looking to implement a similar program?
I do. I think the first thing is really understanding what the needs and the desires of your frontline staff are. And you really do this through thoughtful listening to understand, really discovering what the problems are to be solved. And then empowering not only your frontline staff, but your middle managers to be able to implement solutions. As leaders, I believe that our responsibility is to provide the framework for our frontline nurses, patient care technicians, other disciplines within the organization, really provide that framework for them, and then honestly kind of get out of their way and allow them the time and the space to be able to think and to solve the problems. They are the best people in our organization to teach all of us to think differently. They're the best people to really solve the problems that they're dealing with every day. And so when we do that, our job really becomes to remove barriers for them and really set them up for success. And I think it's amazing once they become empowered and that trusting relationship is built, how well they do and the creative, innovative solutions that they come up with for problems that have been problems in the organization for a really long time.
Great. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, Amy. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. It was very nice speaking with you.
Thank you all for listening. For more podcast interviews, visit beckershospitalreview.com and click on the multimedia tab. For podcast inquiries, email dfreeman@beckershealthcare.com. Until next time, this is Leo Bartarella.